team, 30-point lead. The low snap. Hagedorn gets the punt away. The rush by Ricks. Coming down to number one, Fawn Call. Call just on the Dixie side of the field will be swarmed under, but Ricks, once again, outstanding field position. And put it at the Dixie 46-yard line after that punt. First down and 10 at the Dixie 46 for Ricks College. 44-14, Ricks has already scored more points against Dixie than any other team this year, and we still have 12 minutes and 38 seconds left in the third quarter of play. Ricks College can do no better than second place in the conference, and they need in order to get that outright, need to have a tie between CEU and Snow take place at Ephraim, which is not beyond the realm of possibility. Lindsley, plenty of time out of the backfield. The pass complete to Holt. Holt bumps off of one defender, gets the first down. Holt could have been stopped without the first down. Instead, rambled forward. Make it first down and 10 for Ricks College and put it at the Dixie 33-yard line. Dixie has been able to do the job against everybody this year against Ricks College. And Dixie has not been able to handle Ricks, not even come close to handling Ricks, except for isolated moments in each of the two games. 12:09 left in the third quarter. Ricks threatening once again. Ricks starting to get the momentum, more momentum now than Dixie had against Snow late in the ball game. Down and out pattern, intercepted by Dixie. Mike Bush dived in front of the receiver and picks off the pass at the 25-yard line. The last time Dixie got this break, Dixie turned it right back. Now, let's check and see what will take place now if Dixie can capitalize. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 25-yard line. Still fairly deep in Dixie territory. Mike Bush just left his feet. Jumped right in front of number 83, Kurt Matthews, and picked it out of the air. Down by 30 points. Dixie needs to make up four touchdowns and has a quarter and two-thirds to make them up. Swing pass comes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen gets to the line of scrimmage and nothing else. There on the tackle is Ty Turco, also in there on the tackle. Number 89, it'll look to be the man. Todd Hunter, no, correction, 99, Jason Buck. Put it at the 25-yard line, nil gain. Second down, 10 yards to go. Second and 10 against at the Dixie 25-yard line. College of Eastern Utah knocked off Ricks College last week. Ricks not enjoying a two-game losing streak coming into this game. 7-3 on the year, nationally ranked as high as 7th one time this year. Huntsman ready to come into the lineup for Ricks College now, and Huntsman, like having a fresh relief pitcher in there, he is good. Marcus Brown cuts to the outside. Brown looking for some running room, has the first down. Brown bumped out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Marcus Brown, one-man effort that time. Make it first and 10 and put it at the Dixie 42-yard line. Just across the 41, not quite to the 42. So first and 10 for Dixie, and Marcus Brown has been making some gains. Marcus Brown getting much more running time. Dixie doing better on the ground than they did against Ricks College in Rexburg. If you're looking for any high spots, that's one of them. Dixie getting a much better ground game today. Back to pass. Reeves, pass into the hands of Boxley, right out of his hands. Boxley tried to run with it too soon, and down is Dixie, and it may be Todd Reeves. Reeves hit immediately. Incompleted pass. This is one of those cases, Rex, where going into a bowl game, you just want to survive.
Well, that's true, Larry. And, of course, Ricks, like we've said so many times today, they're here to play ball, even though they're not going anywhere. But Dixie possibly looking past Ricks and looking towards the bowl game, hopefully to get out of this with still without any major injuries.
Right now, you just look for survivors. Boxley wide to the right, Watkins to the left. Ricks winning two battles with Dixie, but Dixie winning the war right now. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen gets some yardage, some good yardage, across the 45. Down near the 47-yard line. Dixie won the war, as only Ricks has been able to knock off Dixie this year. Put it close to the 47-yard line and make it third down and a long 4 yards coming up for Dixie. Dixie, as we mentioned, almost has to score every time they have the football from here on out. They expect to have a hope of coming back against Ricks College. Wide receivers on each side. Todd Reeves looks for help. Under pressure, throws the pass. Complete to Greg Sharp. Sharp gets to the sidelines, gets the first down, and we'll have a roughing the quarterback call coming up against Ricks College anyway. Greg Sharp got out of bounds at the Ricks 40-yard line. As number 97, Jess Savage, got a little bit too anxious with Todd Reeves anyway. It would be a first down, and which way does Dixie want to take it? More yardage or just let it stand at the 40-yard line? That's the question now, and it looks like Dixie will let it stand. Now they march it off. On top of the 40-yard line. So Dixie takes it from the 40 down to the Ricks 25-yard line. The pass was complete to Sharp, and then you tack on the 15 yards on top of it. So Ricks may be trying to help Dixie now. First down and 10, and put it at the Ricks 25-yard line. Dixie with two touchdowns on the day. Ricks College with 44 points. Draw play, Marcus Brown. Brown gets to the line of scrimmage and a couple of yards more. Brown churning with his feet. It's going to be interesting to see how he dribbles a basketball on the basketball floor. He's a good basketball player, but I'm wondering if he still has that shift with the shoulders. Looks like somewhat like a swaying coat hanger as he goes through the shoulders. And that's one of the reasons for his effectiveness. Gain of a couple of yards, put it down here inside the 28, make it second down and a short 8 yards at the Ricks 28-yard line. Dixie needs to score, getting some help now. They're going to have to claw back. Dixie came back against Ricks at Rexburg, but it was too little and too late. Reeves, pass complete to Jordan Christensen. Christensen, first down, inside the 15, down near the 14-yard line. Put it at the Ricks 14, and the pass complete to Christensen. Todd Reeves, a little screen pass. Make it first and 10 for Dixie. And Dixie trying to claw its way back. Ricks only punting once today, twice having passes intercepted. Dixie, first and 10 at the Ricks 14-yard line. And in a way, the fans are waiting for the other shoe to drop, as everyone seems to be holding their breath as Dixie's on this drive. Reeves, handoff goes to Marcus Brown, cuts to the outside. Brown runs right headlong into number 21. Willie Chai and gives him an arm long. Marcus Brown edging forward will be close to that 100-yard marker again, averaging on the year. Marcus Brown, 81 yards per game, might be getting close to his average right about now. Put it near the 13-yard line, or near the 8-yard line, I should say. Second down, about 4 yards to go after the gain by Marcus Brown. Dixie trying to pick up the score. Split the running backs behind to Todd Reeves. Brown hit in his own backfield. Close to a face mask call. Rex, as the defender came in there, Marcus Brown so short he almost got the face mask.
Well, Larry, he had his hand right around the face mask, but they say that he was down before the face mask was had. But anyway, from our angle, it looked like it could have been a very controversial call at that point. But Rick's defender was right in the backfield, and Marcus just barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Third down, 7 yards to go at the Rick's 11-yard line. Dixie must score. Rick's relaxed, enjoying this ball game. They couldn't enjoy it anymore right now, 44-14. Bad snap. Reeves throwing down and out to Boxley. No pass interference call as Boxley was not touched. That was covered well by Darren Smith. Boxley has been bottled up today. Boxley averaging 121 yards per game in receptions. And I'm sure Rex, Bob Kent's figures down there are put that at nowhere near his reception total today. Boxley has not had his hands on the football very much. Dixie, fourth down, 7 yards to go at the Ricks 11-yard line. You look for the fake field goal. Russ Moody to attempt the field goal, apparently. The snap, the kick, it's up. Is it good? Yes, it is. Mark it from about the 17-yard line. So about a 27-yard field goal by Russ Moody makes it 44-17. Dixie trails Ricks College, 7:33 left in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chain link fencing, cement, and a freeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
7:33 left in the third quarter. Dixie hoping for miracles. Three out of that 30-point margin is back. Still a 27-point deficit. Rex along the sidelines. Dixie, very calm and very frustrated right now.
Well, still frustrated, Larry, but very calm right now. Even after that field goal, everybody just says, let's get going once again, because they had hoped after being down here to the 20-yard line, they at least could get 6 points instead of three.
The kick, boom, through the end zone. And McGarry, I think Rex had everyone up expecting the onside kick once again, which wouldn't be bad. But not much you can do with that. Jim.
Yes, Rex was definitely looking for the onside kick, and as soon as they kicked it long, the coaches yelled out, let it go, because they knew he would have been all by himself back there.
First down and 10 yards to go at the Rick's 20-yard line. Dixie's defense being stung today, being stung bitterly. Rick's College. Turning the ball over twice, and that's it. Dixie being able to come back with a field goal, and that's the first score since it was 17-14. Ricks with 27 consecutive points. Draw play, Kurt Holt. Holt has the first down. Holt runs into a couple of players, but not before he gets that first down. The draw play is there, and the Dixie defender is down. Rex, did you get the number of the defender there? And he looks like he is out.
Looks like it's Doug Sandobre, number 35, Larry.
Sandobre, the man who is down, and the man that one of the men that Dixie cannot afford to lose in that defense. Ricks College with the draw play, Kurt Holt, first down and 10. Put it at the Rick's 34-yard line. Sandobre is still down. Rex, can you see any movement at all? He looks like he went out like a light.
Actually, he's holding his head pretty good, Larry, and it really wasn't number 35 of Rick's that ran into him. It was just the one of his other men, as well as the Rick's fullback on that draw play. But Sandobre getting up very slow, but right now he is looking and holding his kneecap on his left leg. And Dave Slack, the trainer for Dixie College, is taking the knee pad out. And still looking, it looks like it's definitely a knee injury as well as maybe a slight concussion, the way they got hit there with the helmets.
Sandobre, maybe a concussion, maybe a knee injury. The knee pad has been taken out while he is down. Let's take a quick 30-second break with 7:27 left in the third quarter. 44-17, Rick's demolishing Dixie back in 30.
Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard.
First down and 10 for Ricks College. Sandobre is up. Jim Simmons, Ricks College confident, relaxed on that side. Any comments from the Ricks players to you? Oops. Looks like we lost Jim for a few moments over there. Rex, Sandobre coming very slowly to the sidelines. It will be interesting to see what the situation is with Sandobre, see how long he is out. Any word yet?
We'll just have to wait and see here, Larry. I'll try and get a chat with him and also the trainer, Dave Slack.
Wide receivers on each side. Ricks College owning Dixie, 44-17. Dixie trying to stop Ricks anyway. They've done everything but lay down in front of the on the highway. Huntsman into pass. Huntsman throwing deep. It's complete to Erickson. Flag on the play. I think we're going to have a roughing the quarterback call against Dixie. Pass complete to the Dixie 43-yard line. Huntsman in. Huntsman thought by some to actually be the better quarterback of the two. Put it at the Dixie 43-yard line. And apparently a roughing the quarterback call. We'll wait and see. Back on another 15 yards against Dixie. And coming back the other way, one thing Ricks does not need is that. Dixie doesn't need it either. Ricks has been doing very well without any help. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 28-yard line. 7:03 left in the third quarter. A lot of time for a lot of things to happen, but it looks like it's happening in Rick's favor right now. Wide receivers on each side. Not even looking close to the same team that Dixie has thrown on the field against everybody else. Twice this has happened now. Huntsman throwing deep to the outside. Dixie's back there. John Smiley is there, reaching over the top of Smiley was the intended receiver, Benny Hamilton. Dixie coaching staff hollering for the offensive pass interference call and not getting it. Incomplete pass. Instead, make it second down and 10 yards to go from the Dixie 28-yard line. 6:44 left in the third quarter of play. With the big lead, Ricks has effectively taken one element out of this ball game, and that is Dixie crowd. Dixie crowd last week really enjoying that homecoming game. Fairly good-sized crowd this week. Not quite as big as last week, but a pretty decent-sized crowd anyway. Wide receivers on each side. Second down, 10 yards to go. Huntsman does the same thing that Lindsley does. Throws the ball, although Huntsman can do more than throw. Huntsman under pressure throws a screen pass, almost intercepted by Smiley over the head of Hamilton. And Smiley went after it, but it was a little too big for Smiley, too. Incompleted pass. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 28-yard line. 6:39 left in the third quarter, and the clock in favor of Ricks. When you have a 27-point lead, the clock becomes in your favor from before the first half ends. Wide left, Wobig. Wide to the right, Ellsworth. Ellsworth and Wobig, two of the finer receivers in the conference. Todd Erickson against Dixie had the big day in Rexburg and moved into the upper echelon of receivers. Pass intended for Erickson, overshot. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 28. On the coverage there was Smiley and Austin. Leon Austin also back there. Incomplete pass again. Field goal attempt by Ricks College. They can do worse. Rex. Jim, it's your side. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, they're going to go for the field goal, Larry.
Jim Hogan to do the kicking. Put it at the 36-yard line. 46-yard attempt. Couldn't hurt, as they once said. The snap right there. Hogan with the kick. It looks long enough. It looks straight enough. Is it good? Yes, it is. The field goal taken right back by Dixie. By Ricks College. With 6:29 left in the third quarter. 47-17. Ricks over Dixie. Back in 30 seconds.
Wipe with doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires. Just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get together with value at Ward's.
Get 6:29 left in the third quarter of this game. XV Kelly, I'm not sure if you've received any word out of Cedar City of the SUSC Western New Mexico game or out of Ephraim, out of the Snow and CEU game. It will make a difference as far as Ricks is who they are tied with. Right now they're in line to either be undisputed second place if Snow and CEU tie, or tied with the winner of that game for second place. Long kick coming down to John Smiley at the goal line. Smiley looking for some running room, gets to the 15, to the 17, hurdles a man and doesn't get quite over the hurdle. Hit and dropped by number 51, Brett Richardson. First down and 10, and Smiley getting up there very slowly. Put it at the 16-yard line. First down and 10 at the Dixie 16. 6:24 left in the third quarter of play. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. And you start looking for miracles at this point if you're a Dixie fan. For Ricks College, you can sit back, kick back, and relax if you're a Ricks fan. Wide receivers on each side. Boxley to the right. I formation on the running backs. Wade to the left. Boxley has been nullified today. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Turning outside. Marcus Brown gets 5 yards and then hit down by number 54 for Ricks College. That's Steve Bell. Brown with another 5 yards. Rex, I don't know if Bob Kent has a total on Marcus Brown's yardage today, but Marcus significantly better than he was last time against Ricks College. Make it second down, 5 yards to go. 5:57 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie, high formation on the running backs again. 5:48 left, the clock running. Dixie just trying to put any score on the board right now. Reeves stumbles a little bit, throws complete to Joe Boxley. Enough for the first down. Boxley wrestled down at the 30-yard line. Joe Boxley with a pass reception from Todd Reeves to Boxley, and that's one of the few times today that Boxley has been able to get a hold of that football and hang on to it. Put it down at the Dixie 30. Rex, any information on Marcus Brown's yardage?
Just chatted briefly with Robert Ken. He said it's right around 70 yards. He says the last time he checked, he had about 63, and then he picked up about 7 there. So he said it's right around 70 yards.
Close to 70 yards on the day, averaging 81 per game on the year. Coming off a 250-yard game last time. Todd Reeves, draw play. Rick sent the horses, and the draw play went nowhere. Coming up with the football is number 59, Curtis Sampson. Jim, last minute, they suddenly sent all of the linebackers.
Yes, they did. Number 59 was right there just as the ball was. Of course, he stripped the ball away as he was rolling over the top of him, but that was a real fine defensive play.
So a loss of yardage. Take it back, put it back down in the lower 60s for Marcus Brown. At the 24-yard line, loss of 6, make it second down, 16 yards to go. Ricks College. High, wide, and handsome right now. And Dixie not even making a sign of being able to come back against the Vikings. Reeves, let's fly with the pass just as he's hit. Pass goes incomplete. Reeves is decked and will get up very slowly. And he is hurt. Todd Reeves is injured. More or less winded. It looks like maybe the left shoulder is a problem, but he's that right arm is hanging awfully limp right now. Greg Sharp coming into the lineup. Incomplete pass. And Todd Reeves never given enough time against Ricks College in either of the two games. And the timing has not been there in either game. Third down, 16 yards to go. 4:38 left in the third quarter. Reeves throwing the pass. Wobbly pass out to Ron Wade. Complete first down. Wade decked as he gets across midfield. Hit hard by number one, Von Call, but has the first down on a wobbly pass. Reeves. Rex, I wasn't sure if Reeves was tipped as he got that ball up into the air or not. Did you see if Rick's ball player happened to get Todd Reeves' arm?
Yes, he did, Larry. And, of course, on that, if you're talking about that previous play, it was just after he released the ball, but he hit him right underneath the arm, so it really got his rib cage more so than his arm.
First down and 10 at the Rick's 47-yard line. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown gets through the line. Brown looking for some running room. Brown cuts behind Von Call. The race is over. Brown touchdown. That puts the clamp back on. Number 97 for Ricks College. Jess Savage got leveled in a block right at the last as Brown ran away from Savage. Marcus Brown looking for that all day. Got the 47-yard touchdown run, and that puts Brown over 100 yards on the day, if nothing else will. 47-23 with 4:23 left in the third quarter. And to do the kicking, Russ Moody. Do you look for the fake and the two-point conversion? Probably not yet. You want to get every point you can right now. The kick is up. Is it good? Yes, it is. 47-24, Ricks with the lead, 4:23 left in the third quarter, back in 30 seconds.
Excellent food, satisfying drinks, and lovely girls to serve it to you. This combination is found at A&W Drive-In. Take the whole family, the girlfriend, or just yourself if you want to be really greedy, and enjoy a sumptuous repast at A&W. The selection of excellent food is enormous, but whatever you order, be sure to save room for one of those outstanding A&W milkshakes. Ah, how they bring back memories. And to think they really do still make them that way.
Larry, I do have a couple of scores for you if you have time for them right now.
Yes, sir.
SUSC over Western New Mexico, 21-13. We have BYU defeating Colorado State 26-6. And in the fourth quarter, Snow leads CEU 58-30. That's now, the way it stands now.
XB, that SUSC game, is that a final?
Yes, the SUSC game is a final, 21-13 SUSC.
21-13.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The kick by Sindobri, back deep and out of the end zone, so it'll be a touchback again for Ricks College. Thank you, XB Kelly. Snow leading CEU 58-30 in the fourth quarter. BYU has won the Western Athletic Conference title and will go to the Holiday Bowl with that 26-6 win over Colorado State. And SUSC finishes the season on a winning note with a 21-13 win in homecoming action against Western New Mexico. Good news for BYU and SUSC fans and Snow College fans. Right now, first down and 10 for Ricks College. put it at the Rick's 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings. Quarterback Huntsman with 4:23 left. Hand off to McGarry. McGarry sweeps to the outside. McGarry with some running room. Gets out to the near the 25-yard line. Gary Justice on the tackle. Rex, I don't know if there is much effect coming now. The fans are getting juiced up after that touchdown. I think they realize that Dixie can score against Rick.
Well, they can, Larry. It takes just a matter of moments. And, you know, after one break after another, you know, Dixie's got to quit beating themselves like they have in the first half. It's just a matter of getting on the scoreboard and getting the fans juiced up to where they can get a little enthusiasm behind them because Dixie's still got a lot of time left. However, they're still about 23 points behind.
4:18 left in the third quarter. Quarterback Huntsman. The Kent Huntsman, the backup quarterback, handoff to McGarry. McGarry ran over a couple of blockers and got across the line of scrimmage down to the 27. McGarry, quick little runner, 5'8", 155-pounder from Hilton Head, South Carolina, the home of golf heroes. Third down and three at the Rick's 27-yard line. Jim, the reaction on the Rick's side of the field. Rick's is still pretty relaxed and confident.
Yes, they are. Of course, they're getting fired up, want to get another first down.
Wide left, Ellsworth. Wide right comes Wobig. Runs that back. That's Kurt Holt, and into almost the slot position is Benny Hamilton. Huntsman throws the down and out pattern to Erickson. Enough for the first down? Yes, barely. Dixie's Leon Austin right there, but Rick's College has the first down. Huntsman to Erickson, and that's the second completion by Huntsman. Both of them to Erickson. First down and 10. Put it at the Rick's 30-yard line. Rick's College can nurse this clock a little bit right now. 3:22 is an awful long time. 3:22 left in the third quarter. 18 minutes plus is an awful long time to nurse, but when you have a 23-point lead, you can be a little more laid back and relaxed. Rick's College looking for another score to answer Dixie's challenge. But Dixie way behind right now. Hand off to Kurt Holt, and Holt is smothered by Dixie. The middle of that line, led by Jack Reeve. Correction. That looks to be Mark Thompson instead leading the way. And also in there, George Smith. Loss of maybe a half yard on the play. Make it second down. Almost 11 yards, and put it back nearer the Rick's 29-yard line after that lack of gain by Holt. 2:35 left in the third quarter. Time, oh so precious for Dixie right now and Rick's College. The less time, the more precious. Huntsman, the quarterback. Second down, long yardage. Huntsman being chased. Let's fly with the football. Incompleted pass. Dixie picks up the football. And I think they're going to rule a fumble. It looked like Huntsman's hand was coming forward, and I think Rick's has an argument. Rex, it looked like an incompleted pass from where we were standing. Instead, they rule a fumble recovery by Dixie.
Well, it looked to me like he was definitely had his arm in motion, Larry. So, I thought it was a big break for Dixie right there because if it had been ruled as a fumble, they blew it dead right at the 5-yard line, almost the 6-yard line. And so they do rule it as a fumble, but it looked to me like he had his arm in motion.
Disputed call, Jim. Rick's side of the field's got to be upset.
Yes, they are, Larry. Of course, from over here, all we could see was the arm coming forward.
First down and goal to go from inside the six. Reeves hands it off to Marcus Brown. Flag on the play almost immediately. With 2 minutes and 16 seconds left, a disputed call. As the fumble was recovered, Rex, I didn't catch who it was. It looked like George Smith is the man who got to that football. Who was it?
Flacco's number 67, Larry. I think that is George Smith.
George Smith is the man. So from a first and goal, and apparently too many men on the field for Rick's College. Apparently, the mark off will go against Rick's. So instead, it'll be first and goal. Jim, do you have any note on that?
Man on the field for Rick's is a call.
Okay, too many men on the field. First and goal, and put it from the Rick's 3-yard line. And suddenly, Dixie fans getting enthused. 2 minutes left. Key break. Disputed call, and may have a good argument. Rick's College. Wants the timeout. 1:52 left in the third quarter. Rick's College football coaches want to talk to the officials. 47-24. Dixie trailing Rick's College. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
A minute 52 left in the third quarter. There's enough time. Jim, the argument, I'm sure, is that that was not a fumble and it should have been an incompleted pass.
No, Larry, the talk right now is they just got a penalty for too many men on the field, and the coaches are yelling that nobody's came off the field, and there's still only 11 men out there, so it shouldn't have been a penalty.
Ah, that's the argument, that there shouldn't have been a penalty on too many men on the field. Coaching staff for Ricks College still along the sidelines, screaming at the defense and at the officials and anybody that stands in the way right now. Marcus Brown on the run. Marcus Brown, touchdown! Marcus Brown with the touchdown. Two key plays, and there's a flag on the field, too. Flags all over. And let's see if it's going to be against Dixie or against Ricks. Maybe offsetting penalties. Suddenly, there's fire. Ricks.
Larry, the first penalty is being called against, unsportsmanlike conduct, but it's going against number 69 of Dixie. That's Dukes, I believe.
Tony Dukes, unsportsmanlike conduct. What about the second flag? Did you catch that? Either one of you.
I sure didn't catch the second one, Larry. I think they both penalties, the flags that were thrown, were going against the same individual.
Okay, a minute 48 left in the third quarter, and Tony Dukes, the man, unsportsmanlike conduct called, will be marched off. No, it won't. Bring it all back. That was a dead ball foul, though, wasn't it, Rex? And so that touchdown does count.
Yes, indeed. The touchdown does count, Larry. And, of course, they'll just mark it off on the kickoff.
Okay, a minute 48 left in the third quarter. Dixie wants a timeout now. 47-30. Suddenly, Dixie with two quick touchdowns, both by Marcus Brown. Let's keep it right here. Todd Reeves being sent in just enough to stop the clock right now. Jim Simmons on your side of the field. Suddenly, Dixie showing some life. Ricks frustrated by a couple of calls.
Yes, they are, Larry. In fact, after that last call, which the coach is very upset about the 11 men on the field, their whole bench started chanting defense like they're on cheering section over here. So they're getting fired back up, too.
First down and goal to go from the Ricks 3 produces the touchdown. Marcus Brown with his third touchdown of the day. Phil Matu'auto has the other one, and Dixie going for the two-point conversion. 47-30. Suddenly a 17-point margin looks less ominous. And if Dixie can get the two-point conversion, that would make it a 15-point margin. But that's the if right now. Joe Boxley to the right. Todd Reeves, the quarterback. High formation on the running backs. Do you hand it off to Marcus Brown again? You pitch back to Marcus Brown. Brown looking for the end zone. Lob into the end zone. Joe Boxley knocked away. It stays at a 17-point margin. 47-30. A minute 48 left in the third quarter. Ricks out in front. Dixie trying to come back at 30 seconds.
Not only are prices being reduced on 83 and 84 Volkswagens at St. George Volkswagen this month, such as a $3,400 reduction on their 83 Quantum Wagon and an $800 reduction on the 83 Rabbit Wolfberg Editions, but their great used car selection is priced to please, too. See the pre-owned vehicles now available at St. George Volkswagen. It's the opportunity of a lifetime to get that second car at a price you just can't beat. They're selling low at St. George Volkswagen right now.
Back at the Hanson Stadium, Rick still only punting once today, but turning over the football on two pass interceptions and a disputed fumble this last time, producing the score. The disputed fumble this time. Jim, you're along that Rick's College sidelines. Rick's coach is being frustrated right now.
Yes, they are. After that fumble call, and then also there's too many men on the field. They've been warned a couple times, too, by the referee, a couple of them over here, so they're kind of subdued right now.
15-yard penalty being marked off, the unsportsmanlike conduct call against Dixie. Do you look for the onside kick? Maybe not yet. Back deep to receive, Tony McGarry. Or maybe you do look for the onside kick. It's dangerous this deep in your own territory, though. Mark it at the 25-yard line. Bob Hagedorn to do the kicking and boots it deep. McGarry catches it at his own 7. McGarry has plenty of running room before he finds any red shirts. Spins away. McGarry down the sidelines looking for help. Bob Hagedorn, the man who finally pushes him out of bounds. McGarry very, very quick. Jim, that McGarry is not very big at all, but double quick and spins so very well. Jim, lost you.
Larry, real good run back. over here on the Rick's bench, though, it seems that they were more excited about the referee getting knocked down.
First down. More excited about the referee getting knocked down. All right. First down and 10. Put it at the Rick's 40-yard line. Not bad field position, anyway, for Rick's College. Lindsley, the starter, back in. A minute 41 left in the third quarter. Dixie must stop Ricks this series of downs. Lindsley throwing over the middle, complete. First down, Ellsworth. Ellsworth trying to get away. Ellsworth does get away, down to the 35-yard line. Once again, the receivers not particularly fast, but agile and great hands. And Lindsley takes it right down to the Dixie 35-yard line. Now the question becomes, if Dixie has any hope at all, they must, with a capital M, stop Rick's College. And right now it hasn't been. First down and 10 at the Dixie 35-yard line. And here comes Rick's College again, 47-30. Dixie hoping for another turnover if possible. Steve Lindsley, the quarterback. Lindsley steps up in the pocket, scrambling. Lindsley gets to the line of scrimmage. Lindsley pushed out of bounds. Gets some yardage, though, down near the 31-yard line. Gain of about 4. Lindsley being pressured a little more that time. Rex, the secret. Is it the pressure from the defensive line or a little better coverage in the backfield from your position?
Well, I think it's got to be a little bit of both, Larry. I think that the backfield defensively for Dixie has been shell-shocked all afternoon from being beaten so many times. But yet right now the defensive line has got to be fired up and putting more pressure on Lindsley. And so I think it has to definitely be a combination of both.
Second down, 6 yards to go for Ricks College in Dixie territory again at the 31. Dixie trailing Ricks. Ricks 47 to Dixie's 30. Lindsley throwing the fly pattern back there. Complete. Coming behind Troy Hansen and catching the football is Ladd Ellsworth. Amazing timing play. And Ellsworth jumping over Troy Hansen. Hansen looks flabbergasted. His reaction, Rex, is that he seems to be flabbergasted that Ellsworth could come up with that pass completion.
Oh, I think he has to be a little bit flabbergasted, Larry, but it was just a matter of timing because when he turned around to look at the quarterback, the ball went right over the top of his head, and he never did see the ball. And so it was just a matter of timing for the Vikings that the ball was actually completed.
First down and goal at the Dixie 9-yard line, and here comes Rick's College again. Dixie has knocked 2 touchdowns off of that lead. McGarry caught in his own backfield. McGarry stopped there immediately by Gary Justice. Justice getting through to McGarry. Mark it back at the 15-yard line, and Dixie must, once again, must be able to stop Rick's College. Second down, goal to go. Put it back just on the Rick's side of the 15-yard line. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Rick's, even with a field goal, that helps matters for the Vikings. And puts that much more distance between Rick's and Dixie. That ends the third quarter, 47-30. Rick's out in front, back in 30 seconds.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park.
47-30. Ricks with the lead. Rex, the feeling along the Dixie bench, they must stop Rick's calling.
Everybody, as I went past him, Larry, says there's still plenty of time. We can do it. We can do it. So, actually, right now, everybody picked up their spirits immensely after that last touchdown run by Marcus Brown. But yet, right now, Rick's threatening at the doorstep once more time right here about the 11-yard line.
Second down. Goal to go. Actually, closer, a little bit closer to the Dixie 16. Back to pass, Lindsley. Lindsley throwing deep back into the end zone. Back there, complete touchdown to Todd Erickson over 2 Dixie defenders. Erickson having the needle threaded into his midsection, and Lindsley uncanny. Lindsley may have been shaken up. Gary Justice limping to the sidelines again. Lindsley may have been shaken a little bit as Justice was about to get to Lindsley. Lindsley never saw the completion of that play. As Erickson, the football seems to have eyes for Rick's College today. Add it on, make it 53-30. The attempt for the point after. And Rick's College bombing away at Dixie. And that quiets the fans almost to a whisper. The kick is up. It looks good. It is good. Make it 54-30, back to a 24-point lead with 14:55 left in the game. Rick's out in front, back in 30 seconds.
Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard.
14:55, Rex, that touchdown, amazing how that one found its way into the end zone. Erickson was there, the ball was online, but so were two Dixie defenders.
Well, they were right there, Larry. Of course, the ball was right there, but it's surprising how wide open the offensive receivers have been all afternoon. It just seems like the Dixie can double and triple coverage anybody, but they still get the ball there. And so it's a great effort by Ricks, and I'm not sure exactly how Dixie's going to be able to comprehend and get back with that defensive backfield.
Mike Bush jumps out of bounds, jumps up with both feet almost into the chin strap of number 41, Mark Robinson, as Bush goes out of bounds. Bush, a feisty little defensive back, put it down at about the 22-yard line of Dixie College. First down and 10, Bush on the ensuing run back at the Dixie 22. 14:51 left in the game. Dixie from being 17 points down, suddenly three touchdowns and a field goal back again. Wide right is Boxley. Wide left is Ron Wade. Ricks, anything but hanging on right now, but Dixie would like to put Ricks in that position. Fake the handoff. Reeves over the middle. Complete this time to the tight end. Tight end has the first down. Across the 40 and backing into the 44-yard line. Sharp, the receiver. Number 82, Greg Sharp, down near the 44-yard line on that pass completion. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 44. Dixie that time unloading the football in a hurry and limping to the sidelines is number 68 for Dixie. Offensive lineman once again, Mike Turner. Turner, 6'5", 281-pounder, coming to the sidelines. And another injury being stacked up by Dixie. Dixie flat today, and you get injuries when you're flat. Wide right is Boxley. Wide left is Ron Wade. 14:30 left in the game. Dixie trailing by 24 points. If Dixie can come back and win this, it will be a miracle. Down the sidelines. Ron Wade, pass, incomplete. There with him is number 21 for Ricks College, Willie Chai. Ron Wade right into the middle of the Ricks defense, and apparently a little action along there. Jim, what was taking place?
They got their legs tangled up getting up. Of course, there was a little bit of shoving.
Incomplete pass. Make it second down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 44. Rex, word on Sindel, word on Mike Turner. Any message yet? Well, we'll check on that a little bit later. Right to the left goes Ron Wade. To right, Joe Boxley. Second down, 10 yards to go. Dixie with two quick touchdowns. Looked like they had some momentum. Ricks took the momentum right back. Swing pass goes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen gets a little running room, but not enough for the first down. Gets 5 yards down to the 49-yard line. And Marcus Brown, down after throwing the block, pass complete to Christensen. Dixie must be tired. Third down. Make it 5 yards to go and put it at the Dixie 49. Dixie cannot afford to turn the ball over without scoring anymore. Wide right, Boxley. Wide left, Ron Wade. Dixie making a better showing here in the second half than they did in the first. But Ricks, still the dominant team today. Very much so. Quick pass goes to the tight end, to Greg Sharp, who muscles his way forward. Correction, Polvay, apparently the man. Rex, we have not seen much of Kenny. We haven't seen Kenny Monk except on the holes today. I'm wondering if there is any injury problem there that we're unaware of.
And that same thing, Larry, because normally you hear about Kenny Monk going out and catching a few balls, but we haven't really seen anything of him today except on the holes. I was just over-checking on some of the injuries, and it looks like the last injury to Turner happens to be an ankle, just a little bit above the ankle injury, and he's very, very well bruised right now.
First down and 10 at the Ricks 43-yard line. Marcus Brown jumps to the outside. Marcus Brown trying to get some running room. Willie Chai tackles him high. Gets about 6 yards on the play. Marcus Brown over the 100-yard mark, what with two touchdown runs that did the job, make it second down. And about 5 yards to go, actually. Put it down near the Ricks 38-yard line, 37-yard line. Make it second and a long four. Four and a half. A 5.5-yard gain by Marcus Brown. 13 minutes exactly left in the game. And Dixie trailing 54-30. Dixie has scored more points against Ricks than they did in Rexburg, but so has Ricks against Dixie. In motion, Pove. Quick sidelines pattern goes to Ron Wade. Wade gets the first down and then is run out of bounds. Steps out of bounds and stops the clock inside the 30 down near the 28 of Ricks College. First down and 10. Dixie right now throwing darts at Ricks College, trying to hope something strikes. Jim, that was right in front of you. Nice little play to Ron Wade.
Yes, it was, Larry. Real fine block by number 71 for Dixie coming out here to this end from his outside blocking position.
Mark Jacoby, the man through that block, young man from Las Vegas. 12:44 left in the ballgame. Dixie trying to score against Ricks College. First down and 10. Reeves, the pass deflected, picked up anyway by Joe Boxley, but for virtually no gain. Boxley caught the pass, and right on his back was Baron Smith after it was tipped. Virtually no gain. Make it a second down. 10 yards to go at the Rick. Twice named the Defensive Player of the Week. Reeves over the middle pass. Tip into the hands of Baron Smith. Ricks coming back the other way, being chased by Jacoby. Jacoby grabs a hold of Smith, enough to slow him down. And Dixie coming up with a tackle, and there is a spearing call coming up against Dixie. As Dixie threw an unnecessary tackle right at the end on number three, Baron Smith. The pass was deflected into the hands of Baron Smith, and that should about do it with 11:53 left in the game. Jim, along that sidelines, who was the man who picked up the penalty?
Number 73 for Dixie. I don't have a scorebook with me.
73, Sione Vukey with a late hit. It was an obvious call, Jim.
Yes, it was.
11:53 left, and once again, the pass interception, this time on a deflected pass. And the 15-yard penalty against Dixie on top of it. Dixie made a half run with two quick touchdowns, and Ricks College, with that pass interception, makes it first down and 10 and put it back at the Dixie 49-yard line. A flag on the play, and it may be against the Ricks College bench. It's standing over there on that side. Apparently Rick's saying something. Or is it against one of the Dixie players? Jim, I didn't catch what was said, but apparently a member of the coaching staff along here said something sweet to the official.
Yes, they did. Referees and the coaches have been talking all day long. There's been quite a little bit of conversation going on, and the referee just came over and told me he didn't want to hear any more of it and giving him unsportsmanlike conduct.
First down and 25 yards to go. Mark off the 15-yard penalty. Break for Dixie. Put it back at the Ricks 36-yard line. But that break is probably too little, too late. Hate to be so negative about this, but when a team has totally dominated another, except for a couple of brief flourishes, Ricks College has had the upper hand. In fact, has had both feet and a couple of arms upper. Back to pass. Lindsley has some time, has his man. McGarry out of the backfield. McGarry running for the touchdown. McGarry will be slowed down and stopped, but not before he gets deep into Dixie territory. Try the 18-yard line. Is that deep into Dixie territory? Dixie stung in the defensive backfield. John Smiley had to catch up with McGarry. Lindsley once again finding his man. Lindsley with very few incomplete passes today. Just trying to check right now. Lindsley has thrown a pass of them and has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 incomplete passes in all today, and has to be shooting around 70% on his pass completion mark. First and 10 at the Dixie 19-yard line. Lindsley throwing into the end zone off the fingertips of number 87 back there, Scott Gropp. Gropp, wide receiver from Boise, Idaho, being covered by Dixie. They get second down and goal to go, or second down and 10 yards to go, I should say. at the Dixie 19-yard line. Rex, injury update from along the sidelines.
Well, the last I checked, Larry, Sandrovi's still nursing that injured left knee, just a little bit above his kneecap, but he had it's on behind his leg, so it's very sore, very tender, and then the leg injury on Turner, very doubtful to be back.
Okay, Turner and Sandrovi look like they're out for the day, but nothing more serious than that probably. Winsley, plenty of time to pass again over the middle, intercepted by Dixie. Finally coming up with it, Leon Austin, but it's first and 10 from the 5-yard line. Lindsley intercepted by Leon Austin with 11:08 left in the game. And this is a wild one. This is every bit as wild as the game last week between Dixie and Snow, possibly wilder here in the second half. First and 10 for Dixie. Put it at the Dixie 5-yard line and 95 yards to go for a score, and you're still 24 points down, 54-30. Ricks, overwhelming Dixie. Dixie has never been close since 7-7. Never been closer than 3 points since then. Reeves, quick looking pass over the middle, intended for number 82, Greg Sharp, incomplete, hit immediately by Ty Turco. Turco, young man from Kaneohe, Hawaii. I'm not going to try that one again. Incomplete pass. You learn once. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 5-yard line. Coming out of the ball game is Marcus Brown. Coming back in is Craig Fove. Wide to the right, Boxley, wide to the left, Ron Wade. Quarterback, Todd Reeves, going almost all of the way. Reeves, quick-looking pass. Wade is there, and the pass skips into his knees. Reeves hurrying the pass, trying to get there before the rush does. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 5-yard line. Rex, any word on Kenny Monk, why he has done no more than hold for the attempts at the point after?
So I have not checked on there, but right now it looks like number 80 and number 82 is both coming in. Number 80 being Kenny Monk right now, so it looks like we're going to see him for the first time today at quarterback.
There's our answer, Kenny Monk coming in. Third down, 10 yards to go. Todd Reeves, inauspicious farewell of this season against Ricks College in 2 games. Todd Reeves has not played well, has not been allowed to play that well either. Kenny Monk, quick pass over the middle, complete, incomplete, dropped immediately by Greg Sharp. Sharp hit suddenly by Terry Hartzog, and Ricks College can afford to gamble a little bit. Incomplete pass by Monk makes it fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 5, and you almost have to punt it out at this point. Ricks College can afford to send all the horses. And Bob Hagedorn will be standing in the end zone, 54-30. Dixie has not scored more than 55 points against anybody this year and has been far and away the most point-producing team in the league. You can tell that just by the very fact that they won the conference. But it's hard to believe that Dixie is the conference champion after this ball game. Hagedorn and a flag, a roughing the kicker call, break for Dixie. Hagedorn gets away a beautiful punt across midfield. Hagedorn comes up limping. Rex is going to argue, but Jess Savage got Bob Hagedorn. Rex, it might be an arguable call that Hagedorn jumped into Savage, but they've been very ticky about that this year on every place we've been.
Well, I think that's probably true, but I think there was no questionable call there as far as the officials were concerned, because he thought it was an obvious call, and that's why the flag was thrown. So it's got to be a big break for Dixie to at least get out of the end zone and at least back up to about the 25 or 30 and another first down.
54-30, Dixie trails, but mark off the penalty. Give Dixie a first down and 10 with 10:51 left in the ball game. Ricks College just hoping that this game ends now. They don't need any more points. They have plenty. First down and 10 at the Dixie 20. Dixie trying to prolong this as much as possible if they have any hope at all. But the danger is that you might pick up a few more injuries. Kenny Monk, backup quarterback, has not played a tight end today. Maybe just being saved for this situation. Phil Matuauto in place of Marcus Brown. Let's check. It looks like Finney Young. No, correction. That's Jordan Christensen still there. Fumble on the snap. The pass intended for Boxley, I guess. It was way overthrown. Overthrew Boxley, overthrew the defender, Rob Lee, incomplete pass. Make a second down, 10 yards to go. Except for a two-point conversion pass against Arizona Western by Monk to Greg Sharp. This is the first action that Monk has seen as a passer this year. Wide right is Boxley, wide left, Ron Wade. 10:47 left in the game, 54-30. Ricks out in front of Dixon. Make the blitz. Apparently encroachment call coming up. Or did Dixie move a little bit? I think that's going to go against Ricks College. Matua Uto took his lumps as he went across the 25-yard line. Procedure call against Dixie. So the 5-yard penalty against Dixie makes it second down, 15 yards to go at the Dixie 15-yard line. Ricks. Jim.
Yes, it looked like Monk was getting set and made a couple little unnecessary moves just before the ball was hiked to draw Ricks offside.
Wide to the right, Poxley. To the left goes Ron Wade. 10:46. Coach Greg Kroshaw may have conceded this game at this point in trying to save the troops for the bowl game. Monk handoff to Phil Matua Uto. Matua Uto has some running room, tripped up, chased down from behind by number 51, Brett Richardson. Amazing pursuit by Richardson to get out there and to get close to Matua Uto. Jim, Richardson made a great, great play.
Yes, he did. He had to go around Ron Wade to get to him. He kind of brushed by Wade. Wade was blocking another man, but a real good pursuit.
Third down, 10 yards to go. Put it back at the Dixie 20-yard line. Dixie will come out of this game bruised, battered, and humbled. Some may say humiliated, but Dixie can beat everybody but Ricks this year. Third down and 10. And trying to keep what hopes they have alive of picking up a victory against Ricks. Down and out pattern pass complete to Joe Boxley. Boxley short of the first down territory. Double team on Boxley. Darren Smith along with number 59 for Ricks College. That's Curtis Sampson on the tackle. So Monk completes the pass to Joe Boxley. Boxley will not be anywhere close to 100 yards gained today, but he will still go sailing into the postseason play with over 1,000 yards on the year. Put it at the Dixie 29-yard line. Fourth down, less than a yard to go, and Dixie has to go for it. 54-30, Ricks with the lead. Ricks. Defensive line stops Dixie. Dixie loses the football at the 28. Loss of a yard on the play. Matua Uto stopped immediately by Curtis Sampson. Ricks College takes over. Matua Uto, a loss of a yard on the play. Back to the Dixie 28. Ricks sent everybody through the middle, and Dixie just didn't have enough warm bodies to stand in front of them.
It's really true, Larry, but the way Dixie has, as you know, they've been fairly successful with Marcus Brown going around the ends today. I'm surprised that even on short yardage that they didn't try something around either the left or right side to pick up that first down. But instead, they sent him right the middle and got stopped.
First down and 10 at the 28-yard line. And Ricks College, let's check the quarterback. Let's see if it's going to be Huntsman. Yes, it is. Huntsman in again. Handoff goes to McGarry. McGarry has some running room. McGarry upended at the 20-yard line. McGarry just running in high gear all the time. McGarry, one of the men who hurt Dixie so very badly in Rexburg, Idaho, doing the job again. Put it down at the 20-yard line. Make it second down. 2 yards to go. Jim, he came right to you, and McGarry, super little runner. He churns that yardage out, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. A lot of heart in there. As you say, he's a small person, but he really got a lot of heart.
Second down, a couple of yards to go. 8:40 left in the ball game before this game is mercifully over. As it's been a disaster for Dixon and a triumph for Ricks. Hamilton to pass. Halfback option. Pass is complete for the touchdown. Hamilton has his man, number 41, Mark Robinson, complete for the touchdown. And if that hasn't done it in for Dixie, now the fans start to leave. 8:27 left in the game. And a touchdown to Ricks College again. Only once today has Ricks been stopped enough to be forced to punt. And that came early in the ball game. Ricks right in front of you. Benny Hamilton had his man all the way.
Yes, he did, Larry, and of course that's been a typical pass pattern that Ricks has been able to run all afternoon, going inside and then out and then back to the outside again, and you know, they ran it well all afternoon, and it was just a typical another pass, but this time it came by Benny Hamilton.
Huntsman to do the holding, Hogan to do the kicking, the kick is up, and no good off to the right. Hogan has missed again, 60-30. The score, Ricks out in front with 8:27 left in the game, back in 30 seconds.
Wipe with doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get together with value at Ward's.
You're listening to KDXU in St. George.
The score is 60-30, amazingly so. A wild game, but it's been wilder for Ricks and more fun for Ricks than it ever has been for Dixie. Ricks is continuing to accelerate as Ricks has done everything right. Looked like national champions. Looked like he could take on Nebraska if Nebraska played this way against them. Ricks has Dixie's number, and the number is a minus 30 right now. Dixie with a trailing Ricks College, and the kickoff headed right towards John Smiley, takes a high bound over Smiley's head into the end zone. So Dixie will take over, first down and 10 at the Dixie 20. So Ricks College will not let Dixie up. Absolutely will not. Dixie trailing 38-14 at the half. Have lost another 6 points on that lead here in the second half. The previous high point total by Ricks College against Dixie was 44 points, reached twice in 1980 and 44-7 win at Rexburg, and in 1981 that 44-41 heartbreaker that Dixie lost to Ricks College at Rexburg. There's the blitz. The pitch goes to the outside. Jordan Christensen looking for some running room, has the first down plus change to the 33-yard line. Jordan Christensen on the outside. First down and 10 again, and put it at the Dixie 33. Ricks College owning Dixie today. Paid off the mortgage, put a new wing on the building. Done the whole works. 8:20 left in the ballgame, and there's just no two ways about it. This is a thrashing. You score 30 points and lose by 30, you have been thrashed. Wide to the right, Boxley. Wide to the left, Ron Wade. Long count at the line of scrimmage, and I think it's going to be a delay. No procedure call against Dixie.
Five.
Yes, Jim.
Number 73 made a movement.
Once again, that's Sione Vuki. The man made a little movement along that line of scrimmage, make it first down and 15, and put it back at the Dixie 28. A few diehard fans are hanging in towards the end of the game. 7:53 left in the game, and the clock running. Wide to the right, Boxley. Wide to the left, Ron Wade. Dixie mounted what appeared to be a comeback. A miracle comeback started. Marcus Brown scored 2 quick touchdowns, but it never developed. Monk over the middle. Pass intended for Pove. Drop as Pove was hit immediately by Curtis Sampson. Dixie still going to the bowl game on Thanksgiving Day, but will go somewhat humbled. And I am sure much more prepared for that game than they are for this one. Second down, 15 yards to go on the incompleted pass at the Dixie 28. The lights have come on as the day is getting late. The sun is going down. Second down, 15 yards to go. Handoff right into the middle of that stack goes Matua Uto. Let's double check and see if that's Matua Uto or Unga. It looks like Matua Uto. Gain of maybe a half yard on the play, maybe a yard. They get third down and a short 15 at the Dixie 28-yard line. This is Parents' Day. The parents have been here all for this game. Probably wondering, is this what we've been doing all year? How did they win? Now, Dixie has played significantly better and can do so. Pointed to a lot of victories this year, 8 of them. But Dixie will not finish with one loss. They'll finish with at least 2. Monk throwing deep. Boxley complete at midfield. Boxley on the run. Has to outrace some Ricks players. Boxley tripped up at the 10-yard line, down at the 8. Three men converging on Boxley, and Boxley almost broke it. Put it down at the Rick's 8-yard line. And suddenly fans getting a little excited. That time Boxley able to come up with it. First and goal for Dixie at the Rick's 8. Rick's keeping a lot of their first down, first line people defensively in that game. Just not to let Dixie up at all. 6:42 left in the game. Can't afford it. 30 points down, 60-30. Dixie really not in the game right now, but trying to make it less than disgraceful. Monk, pitch out, goes to Christensen. Christensen picks up a couple of yards. At the most, let's check and see how far he did get. Jim Simmons, you're down there in front of him. Did he get more than a yard down to the 7?
Yeah, I put it about 2 yards.
Okay, closer to the 6-yard line. Christensen.
There's one.
Okay, put it back at the 7. Second and goal at the Rick 7-yard line. Wade out. Let's check and see if that's Watkins back in. Oh, just Boxley in. So a two tight end situation. Dixie with 5:55 left in the game, trying to get another score. Monk rolls to the right. Monk takes off upfield. Monk will get the touchdown, or will he? No! Will be brought down short, Jim Simmons. He looked like he was going to get it and suddenly pushed sideways by Ricks College. What happened?
Well, he was just hit before. If Desire would have had it, he would have had a touchdown. He was really trying for it, about a half a yard.
So make a third down and goal to go. It looked like he was going to get it. And suddenly Monk going sideways instead of forward. Kenny Monk, third down and goal to go. Boxley out, Ron Wade back in. Wide to the right is Ron Wade. Split the running backs behind the quarterback. Now going to the I formation. Christensen in front of Matua Uto. Phil Matua Uto hurdles. Does he get it? Yes! Ricks may dispute it. And Ricks is disputing it. Jim, did he get it from your angle?
Yes, just by the nose of the football. Although it could be disputed by Ricks, and I'm sure it is.
Rex, you're back upfield, aren't you, Rex? I lost you. Are you down there? Did you see it from your side?
Sure did, Larry. Of course, it looks like he just barely got across, and it had to be very close, but it looks like he did get it from my angle.
Okay, Matua Uto, very close. Touchdown, makes it 60-36. Attempt for the point after by Moody. 5:01 left in the game. The snap, the kick, Moody with a kick up. And it is good. Moody will retain his lead in scoring in the ICAC. Make it 60-37. Ricks out in front of Dixie. 5:01 left in the game. Back in 30 seconds.
After a ball game, the popular place to head for is A&W Drive-In. A snack at the A&W is an elegant way to top off the day. A&W has a big assortment of delicious food items, including savory burgers, plump and juicy hot dogs, fries, onion rings, tasty root beer to wash it down with. Oh, and don't forget those extraordinary milkshakes. We keep telling you about the milkshakes because they are so delicious. Superb is the word. At A&W, where else?
Looking at worse defeats in the case of the Dixie-Ricks series. Twice, Ricks has defeated Dixie by a score of 44-7. Once back in 1953 and back in 1980, so there's a 37-point deficit. Those are the worst defeats that Ricks has ever hung on Dixie if you're looking at point totals, although I think this one has to be the most embarrassing for Dixie. Hagedor to do the kicking. Onside kick. A ricochet off of Ricks College, but picked up again by Mark Robinson. So it'll be first down and 10 for Ricks College. Put it at the Ricks 40-yard line, it looks like, or 41, Ricks 41-yard line. So with 5 minutes exactly left, Ricks College takes over again. Let's check the quarterback. Is it Kent Huntsman, or do we have another new one? Looks like number 10, Huntsman again. Kent Huntsman, who probably the best backup quarterback in the conference. Has to be. Universal City, Texas is where he's from. Handoff goes to McGarry. McGarry gets across the line of scrimmage, down near the 43-yard line, maybe to the 44 again. And Ricks College gets it to the 44-yard line, make it second down, 7 yards to go. Ricks doesn't need any more. All he'd like to do is just keep the total on their side of the scoreboard. It's going to be tough not to win this game right now. Ricks is probably going to have to make an effort not to win this game. Coming wide to the left, number 87, Scott Gropp. Gropp came in the last series of downs, so we're starting to get some substitutes for Ricks on the offensive side. Dixie trying to jump early. Flags on a play. No. Draw play. Big hole. Pincock gets the hole, but doesn't get much yardage. Gets a couple of yards and is hit down by Dixie. Dixie on the tackle. Mike Bush put it down near the 47-yard line. Gain of about 3 yards. Make it third down almost to the 48-yard line. Third down and a long three to go. Almost to the Ricks 48 after the carry by Pincock. 3:49 left in this ball game before the misery is over. Dixie still headed to the bowl game. Ricks College can say we beat the bowl contenders. Back to pass. The pass is complete and upended is number 95 for Ricks College, Mike Flake. Flake has the first down. Huntsman puts it into Dixie territory. Flake, a young man from Snowflake, Arizona. Mike Flake from Snowflake. Okay, put it down at the Dixie 28-yard line on that pass completion. First down and 10. Flake at 6'3", 180, a tight end. He'll be back next year, unless lost to a mission for the LDS Church. 3:15 left in this ballgame. Ricks College threatening again. Dixie, flag on the play, encroachment. Handoff goes to Benny Hamilton. Hamilton down the sidelines. Hamilton has the first down, coughs up the football, fumbles it right into the hands of Dixie. But you may bring it all back because there was a penalty, and I'm sure it was encroachment on Dixie. Rex, you were standing right in front of it. I think Dixie jumped too soon.
Yes, he did, Larry, and of course several players hollering that he got back in time. But yet, as soon as he jumped, the official threw the flag, and that's what the call is going to be against.
So once again, Dixie, with a chance to pick up the football, as Hamilton got the big gain and then just fumbled it into the hands of Dixie. It suddenly popped right out of his hands. Here's your piece of toast for the morning, sir. Put a little butter on it, and it will be called back. Five-yard penalty instead, so make it first and five. Break for Ricks College. As the penalty against Dixie, first and five, and put it down at the Dixie 23-yard line. 3 minutes and a second left in the game. 60-30. It isn't as bad as, what was it, Georgia Tech did to Cumberland, way with 199 to something. Did nothing, I think it was. It was in that case, no something, nothing. 60-37, Ricks out in front. Talk about getting healthy against Dixie College. Ricks has done that. Wide left is Kurt Matthews. Huntsman, draw play, goes to Pincock. Pincock gets some running room. Pincock gets close to the first down. Looks like he may be a couple of yards short. Looked like he was going to get it if he stuck his head forward instead of to the side. Run down there by Dennis Carpenter. Also in there on the tackle is number 28, Sophonia. Ball club playing. Many of the seniors playing their, of course, all of the seniors who are playing their last game before the home crowd. Put it closer to the 20-yard line. Make it second down, about a yard, maybe a yard and a half to go at the Dixie. At the Dixie 20-yard line. Ricks, long count. Pincock has the first down. Ricks College keeps the football. Dixie trying to tackle the football with 2:49 left. Pincock on the game. Once again, gives Ricks College the first down, first and 10. Some Dixie fans, hearty souls that they are, hanging to the bitter end. First down and 10 to go. Put it down at the Dixie 18-yard line. Just like Don Meredith starts to sing and Red Auerbach lights up the cigar Stan Murray puts on his coat. Right, Stan? 2 minutes, 25 seconds. Left in the ball game, Ricks College with the football and a 60-37 lead over Dixie. Fake the handoff. No, and give the ball to Pincock. Pincock trying to turn outside. Pincock gets the first down, has it first and goal inside the Dixie 5. And Dixie No white flags yet, but they might as well put it down at about the 2-yard line, just inside the gym. It looks like it's about the length of the football inside the 2-yard line. From your angle, what do you see?
Yes, it is, Larry. Right about 2 yards.
So make it first and goal. The clock is running. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Put it inside the Dixie 2, and Ricks College threatening to score once again. Pincock in that backfield, along with number 43, Todd Richardson. Huntsman, the quarterback, hands it off to Pincock. He got them here. He got the touchdown. Pincock, make it 66-37. And Pincock with the gain and the touchdown. With 1:47 each time Ricks gets a first down, a few more fans leave, and now by the dozens leaving. 66-37. Ricks out in front of Dixie. And Ricks, with 1:47 left, has been ambushed. Dixie has been ambushed by Ricks. The only time here in the second half that Ricks has been stopped. The point after good by Hogan. We'll check that in just a minute. 67-37. Back to that 30-point lead. 1:47 left in the game. Let's be back in 30 seconds. Ricks with the lead and almost a victory.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Back at the Hanson Stadium, one fumble, two pass interceptions, the only way that Ricks has been stopped here in the second half. Every other time, Ricks has had the football, they've been able to score. Ricks to do the kicking. Jim Hogan with 1:47 left. Dixie with 37 points on the day and trailing by 30. 67-37. The kick coming down to John Smiley. Whatever secret the Ricks came up with in Rexburg, Idaho, is still there. Smiley heads for cover at the 9-yard line as he can sense the Vikings closing in. Ricks College will have an easy way home. It'll be a short trip to Rexburg after this one. Put it just at the 9-yard line, first down and 10 at the Dixie 9. Kenny Monk, the quarterback. Jordan Christensen coming to the sidelines. John Smiley walking very slowly to the sidelines. Into the lineup for Dixie College is number 37, Marvin Billingsley, as a wide receiver. Kenny Monk, the quarterback, 1:41 left in the game. Monk, handoff, and stopped with no gain. Looks to be Tony Rogers. Tony Rogers, the ball carrier. No gain on the play. In fact, maybe a loss of a half yard. Make it second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 9-yard line. Clock running with 1:21 left in the game. Dixie being humiliated, really, 67-37, or being humbled lowly before going into the bowl game. Dixie, wide receivers on each side. This might be the motivation that Dixie needs, though, to go into that bowl game. And a fumble on the play. Does Ricks recover? Does Dixie? There is a fumble. Back out to the 15-yard line. Rex.
It's Dixie's ball. They still have it.
The fumble recovered by Dixie. But a good gain on the play because of the fumble. Put it at the Dixie 15-yard line with 39 seconds left. Third down. And about 4 yards to go after that fumble forward. Dixie College with the football. Wide receivers on each side and quarterback Kenny Monk with 28 seconds left. Third down, 4 yards to go. Dixie just running out the clock now. No passing. Down and out pattern. Pass complete. And still on his feet now, stumbling forward, is number 29 for Dixie College. That's Joe Wooten. Wooten with the pass reception. Passing up for the first down with 17 seconds left. Make it first and 10 for Dixie and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. Ricks College overwhelming Dixie. Strangest turn of events we have seen this year. Snow controlling Ricks. Dixie controlling snow. Rick's controlling Dixie. But nobody controlled anybody else as much as Rick's has controlled Dixie. First down and 10 yards to go. That ends the game as the time runs off the clock. The shaking of the hands, and that's the only thing you're left with right now. Congratulate the opponent. Rick's College took it to Dixie. Never let Dixie up. Dixie never getting up at all, although they made one brief flurry in the third quarter to try to get back into this game. And it just never came apart. Never came together. It just stayed apart, and the parts never did come together today. Rick's with a 67-37 victory over Dixie. Stay tuned for the postgame wrap-up and visit Coach Greg Croshaw back. And let's take a two-minute break and be back.
Wow, the prices are really going down at St. George Volkswagen. While others are talking increase, St. George Volkswagen is reducing prices. Now's the time to drive off in a 1983 or 1984 Volkswagen at lower prices than you've ever believed possible. Right now, there's 283 Rabbit Wolfberg limited editions to choose from. The suggested retail price is $8,647, but St. George Volkswagen's football price is just $7,883. They're selling low and trading high at St. George VW.
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chain link fencing, cement, antifreeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
Looking for a place to buy, rent, or sell? Then look no further than Jerry Jensen Rental Agency. Jerry Jensen Rental Agency has a complete list of all available home and apartment rentals, as well as a list of properties and homes for sale. The Jerry Jensen Rental Agency staff is devoted to serve you with their time and their professionalism. So when you're in need of a place to rent or purchase for an investment, contact Jerry Jensen Rental Agency, 590 East St. George Boulevard. Why put doubt in your tires? Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get together with value at Ward's.
Ron Hahn, the man who was cheated out of, I shouldn't say cheated, but deprived, because it wasn't a legitimate victory. It was a legitimate victory last year, Dixie over Rick's College. Deprived of an outright championship in his first year at Rexburg. Coming back this year to defeat Dixie, who kept him away from that outright championship last year. Two games this year. Ron Hahn, who was the number two finisher in the selection to the selection committee of this for the head football coaching job here at Dixie, and a former Dixie College star doing well in St. George. And this is as well as a team could possibly hope to do today. Rick's College with a 67-37 victory. Rex, Jim, you're both down along the sidelines. First of all, your reactions, Jim, to this game from your point of view along the sidelines.
Larry, I just kind of fell along with Rex here that Rex came in here and just played their kind of game. They hit their passes. They knew what they had to do. They've played Dixie enough to know how they play. And they definitely won this game a whole lot more than Dixie to me.
Rex, your comments.
I think it's mainly, Larry, a possibility that Dixie may be looking just a little bit too much towards the bowl game. I think they may have realized that Rick's beat them before, but they may thought that since that the conference had already been wrapped up, they had the victory as far as the championship in the bag, that they may have looked just slightly ahead of Rick's. But, you know, one thing about it, if they did, you know, they certainly got humbled this afternoon, because they're going to go down to Arizona, a much more humble team than what they were here this afternoon because of the defeat.
Rick's losing three games in league this year, losing at home to Snow College, losing on the road to Snow and to CEU. Dixie losing two games this year in league, both of them in league play, both of them to Rick's College, one at Rexburg and one at home. This is the first loss by the Dixie College Rebels in their home field this year, 67-37. Obviously an embarrassment, obviously a disappointment. I a case of Dixie still being able to score some. Marcus Brown, one of the highlights today. Brown able to create some yardage for himself, and Brown with that big touchdown run in the third quarter, able to go over the 100-yard mark for the game. Joe Boxley being held significantly under his 121-yard a game total, but I don't believe it was enough to keep Joe Boxley away from being the number one receiver, not only in the league, but in the nation. Joe Boxley, an outstanding pass receiver. Boxley held in control again today, and it will be interesting to see what the Arizona coaching staffs, if either Glendale or Phoenix, will come up with this. Let's take a look at how the scoring went for Dixie and for Ricks. The 23-yard run by Tony McGarry got Ricks off and started and gave them their first lead, a lead that they would only relinquish to the point of a tie during the day, as Tony McGarry ran 23 yards with 10:57 left in the game. Coming right back, Dixie got the 3-yard pass play from Todd Reeves to Marcus Brown to make it 7-7 after the point after good by Moody. Ricks came right back with a field goal, 38-yarder by Jim Hogan to take a 10-7 lead, and never looked back at that point, except briefly when Dixie, after stopping Ricks with a field goal attempt that missed, and seeing Ricks grab another score on a 63-yard touchdown pass from Lindsley to McGarry, and the point after good by Hogan, take a 17-7 lead with 14:02 left. Dixie got back within three on a touchdown run, 3-yard touchdown run by Matua Uto to make it 17-14 after the point after by Moody, and then Ricks ran away and hit. From there on, the touchdown from Lindsley to Benny Hamilton, point after good by Hogan, 24-14. A pass interception by Turco really set things off and running for Lindsley, who drilled the pass to Ladd Ellsworth in the end zone, 30-14 after the two-point conversion missed. 36-14 after Holt scores just before the half, the two-point conversion, added two more, the pass from Lindsley to Erickson. And then to begin the second half, the only time Dixie was able to stop Ricks on defense was on a fumble recovery by George Smith, a disputed call there, as it looked like from our angle that Huntsman had started forward with his arm, but Ricks argued also that Dixie got the football and then pushed it in for the touchdown. Then the pass interception by Leon Austin coming down the wire. Ricks College, it's amazing. Frustration along the sidelines. Does the team feel, they obviously feel humbled. Do they feel humiliated at this point?
Oh, I don't know. You know, you have to realize that we're dealing with 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, and they don't go out there and try to make mistakes on purpose. I mean, that's one of the facts of life. Every day is not going to be a bed of roses. Today's one of those days we should have stayed in bed. But I was a little nervous coming into the ball game. I think Ricks deserves a lot of credit, no question about that. But yet, it's one of those things. Like I say, they're young kids. They're trying their hearts out, and sometimes things don't just go the way you want them to, and today was one of those days. So I think they're a little embarrassed. There's no question about it. But hopefully if we can learn from the experiences, that's what athletics is all about. And, hopefully we can learn a good lession today.
It has not been unusual for one team to dominate another team. Ricks College dominated Snow 2 years ago under Ken Schmidt, or 3 years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago under Ken Schmidt. Snow College, after Ricks had a struggle in the Valley of the Sun Bowl that came away with the victory, Snow College just blew another team off the field at the Wool Bowl. So it seems strange that you get some of those matchups on occasion in this conference.
Yeah, and I would like to think if there were more riding on the game today that maybe we would have played a little different, but nobody will ever know. I'm still thankful that we ended up 8-2 and have a chance to go down and play another ball game. But, it doesn't matter what sport you're in. Individuals or teams match up differently. Obviously, Snow has Ricks' number this year. Obviously, Ricks has ours. I don't know what to say other than the fact that, everybody out there is trying, and it's just one of those things. I'm a little speechless. I don't really know what happened out there. I don't think it was lack of effort or desire or anything like that. It just happened today. It wasn't our day, and like I say, Ricks deserves credit, but That's one of those things that happens. And, you know, you try to fight and battle and not let things get out of control, but once in a while they do, and you just have to hang in there and come back next week. That's what it's all about.
Marcus Brown, if there were some pluses on this game today, Marcus Brown has to be one of them. He created some positions and went over 100 yards again on the ground against Ricks.
Yeah, you know, that's he's got a lot of talent, and that, again, I think offensively, as bad as the ball game turned out, still 30-some points is not a bad day's work, especially when, you know, I guess there was a lot of time because of the incompleted passes and things, but offensively, we didn't play real bad. I don't know, you know, what to say about it, because I'm not looking at the films, but I thought there were several bright spots, and hopefully, you know, when we look at the film, we can find some more. I thought Ron Wade did a nice job. I thought that Kenny Monk came in and had to play some quarterback and did some good things. And I'm not sure, but I would think Boxer had a fair day again today. And you know, it's just there are some good things that happen. And like I say, offensively, you know, you score that many points, you think you ought to be pretty well off. But for some reason, either by design or something was going on, I don't know right yet. But you know, definitely had a problem on defense, 66 points or whatever it was. There's no question about that. But there were some guys, like I said, I think everybody's out there trying, and you know, some guys did have some pretty impressive stats. But it's not an individual's game. It's not. There's no I in team, and when we take one on the chin, it's everybody. When we win one, it's everybody. So, like I said, they're trying hard, and that's all you can ask.
One other positive note. You've lost two battles to Ricks, but you won the war.
Yeah, and that's what it's, you know, that's what it's all about. Like I say, anybody that is not even thinking to win every time you go on the field, they're in the wrong business. It just doesn't happen. And you know, there's a lot of factors, and I don't believe in any excuses whatsoever. I think you go out and play hard, and if you do that, then, you know, that's all you can ask of anybody. That's all a person has to give. And these young guys, like I say, I know they're feeling bad right now. There's some awfully long faces, but yet this was only one outing. You know, you play 10 or 11 over a season, and we've had some others that have worked out pretty good. So it's disappointing. It's embarrassing. I mean, there's no question about it. But I don't think anybody did it on purpose. I know I didn't, and I don't believe the players did. So you just have to live with those things and hopefully learn from them and come back ready to give it your all next time.
Some things that you might point to, and you can only second guess yourself on this, if the bowl bid had not come this week, might this there be more motivation in the team this week, and might this game have meant much more to the team?
Oh, I don't know. You know, excuse me. You know, it's a situation where you never know. You know, I'll never know. I know it's unbelievable that these things that go on when you get one of those. I mean, kids are trying to get reservations. You know, there's a lot of things, but yet I'm thankful the bid came when it did. You know, I'm just thankful it came, and I feel we're deserving. Like I say, today was a bad day, but yet if there's anybody around that doesn't have a bad day once in a while, I'd like to meet them and find their secret. But who knows? You know, I'd like to think that maybe it would make a little bit of difference, but I'm glad that we played well enough early to get that bid when we did, and now we just have to go to work, and there shouldn't be too many distractions now getting ready for the next one, and hopefully we'll bounce back on Thanksgiving.
Some things happen. Maybe life...